KVJ replay starts now, only on 97.9 WRMF.
Okay, so not only do you have a dorky hobby, but you take it a step further and you've joined a dorky internet forum where you go on there and you discuss your love of whatever said hobby is. We've discussed a lot of the dorky hobbies that are out there, but yeah, I really was like, wow, I didn't realize pretty much every single dorky hobby out there has got its own little internet forum where you can go and talk and commiserate and be with your kind. But you got to have a screen name to get in. So you got to really work on that screen name, have something to pop and impress.
I thought Virginia's name for me was very hurtful. I don't like that. I'd like to kind of keep working on that. Maybe have you involved, Kevin?
Somebody said G.I. Solo Joe.
G.I. Solo Joe.
Could be
That's all I hear when she laughs.
So she's just sitting on a line.
Oh, you're right. Just mocking. Just mocking.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a mockingbird, like with a hat, with a little funny hat.
It's a heckle jekyll kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah, you're more heckle.
Okay.
Now you can do with that hat, right?
Yeah, no play Pennington.
Oh, whatever. You're acting like chicks won't appreciate a very nicely taken Chewbacca eating a sandwich with Han Solo. Of course she would.
At Lonely Eyes 69.
Get out of here.
Somebody said actually your screen name should be Han Solo.
Oh.
That's good.
That's a good
one.
That's
clever. See, okay, I like it.
There you go. Now we're getting it. Some other texts, too. People outing themselves for being on an embarrassing special interest internet forum. Somebody said, my husband's a model train nerd.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of those out. Every toy convention I go to, there's always a model train section.
Not only is he active on a special interest model train forum, but he's also the moderator.
Oh.
They do.
Hey, he's the boss?
He's the,
the moron.
He runs it.
Some of these guys, they dress up like train conductors at these conventions, and it's kind of more of an older person's.
Really?
A lot of younger kids aren't playing with these trains anymore.
Right.
A lot of these guys play with them when they were, and it's a big business.
There's
kids. A lot of them out there.
Wow. Somebody said, my husband is in a forum group called Magic Cafe. It's a forum where magicians help other magicians. His name is Bill and even goes by the screen name Billusionist.
Oh, I love it. Gosh, that's so dorky. I love
Billusionist.
It. That's awesome. I like this guy. I like his act.
And the Magic Cafe.
Magic can be, it can lead you into dorky big time.
Somebody else texted and said, yeah, I do magic. I even watch birds in a Facebook group called For the Love of Uke. What do you think that is?
Is it Uke a bird?
UKE. No, it's something completely unrelated. So he's not only in a magic forum, he's in a bird watching forum, and this is a third Facebook group for the love of Uke. What do you think Uke is? UKE. What do you think that is? This is his third special interest forum.
Oh my gosh. I don't know.
Ukuleles.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's a.
Denny's
magic birds and ukuleles.
Denny's got a good one. Denny's used to be, he used to go to these tournaments, these Magic of the Gathering tournaments.
Oh, right, yeah.
Where I think even Dungeons and Dragons as well. And they took it seriously. There's always a bigger fish, he said, trying to, you know, take your card, take your spot.
Really?
Yeah.
It gets competitive in there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody else texts in, my boyfriend loves his dog and is in a special forum called Spread Beagle.
What?
Brett's pretty clever, though.
Borderline bestiality. It's got a twinge of bestiality.
You want to stay with this guy?
is this really the one you want to be in? I mean, come on.
The KVJ Show on 97.9 WRMF.
Is there any movie you would say you've seen at least 10 times, Virginia?
No.
I knew Virginia would fall under that rare category of someone who's not seen movies more than 10 times.
I can't think of anything I've seen more than 5 times.
That's insane to me.
I know. I think so, too, because, I mean, not only Star Wars, without a doubt, are the ones I've seen the most. But then the other thing I went down the rabbit hole this weekend on was Rocky. I watched the end of Rocky 2, and then I watched Rocky 3 again and had that on. Then I went and watched Creed 2 at the end of the weekend.
I got into a major debate with somebody over the weekend saying most people have seen at least one movie over 10 times. I'm like, no, that's not true. You need to get a life. Most people don't watch that much TV. And I was like, that's not true. I think majority of people have seen at least one movie at least 10 times, that same movie.
Yeah, I'm trying to think how many I have. I might have 10. I've got the three original Star Wars. I've got 3 to 4 Rockies.
All of those
Rocky
right there.
Rocky 1, I don't watch as much.
You've seen it 10 times. In your life, there's no way you haven't seen Rocky 1 10 times.
Probably. 3 and 4, I've seen countless times.
Karate Kid, I've seen that over 150 times. There's no way.
I've probably seen that close to at least 10 on that one.
Even movies like Bring It On, I've seen that movie way over, probably 30 times.
Caddyshack.
Big time.
Is up there for me. I almost watched The Matrix again, and I've probably seen that close to 10.
You've seen Forrest Gump over 10 times.
No, I think that's coming up on 10. Let me see. Old School, way past 10. Some of the Lord of the Rings, I watch a little part of it. Yeah, but I'm probably at about 15 movies I've seen at least 10 times.
The only movies I've seen more than 5 times are going to be something like Mary Poppins, Annie, stuff that I watched as a kid.
It counts, baby.
But that's it. I don't have anything as an adult.
Oh, people are throwing in the Christmas movies every year. That's what I do. I put the Christmas movies on. And you're thinking about Christmas Vacation. I've easily seen that. I mean, my gosh, since I was a kid. I mean, probably 20 times, 20 to 25 times I've seen Christmas Vacation.
I mean, I've seen some really terrible movies over 10 times. Sleepaway Camp? I know no one's seen Sleepaway Camp. I've seen it at least 30 times.
Yeah, I think you might extend the bounds.
I think I do.
You're on the strong end. Virginia's on the low end.
But so
maybe I'm normal. I don't know.
Somewhere in the middle is the truth, and majority of people have seen at least one movie 10 times.
Yeah. Godfather? Yeah, I would say I'm around 10, maybe a little bit over 10 on Godfather.
Goodfellas, easily over 10 times.
I'm right around there on that one. That's one of the ones.
Lion King, 10 times. Like all those Disney cartoons we're just talking about.
50 First Dates, I'm probably at about 7 or 8 on that. There are some Sandler movies. Waterboy, I've seen probably at least 5.
I saw Jerry Maguire 5 times in the theater and Happy Gilmore 4 times in the theater.
Wow, okay. That's pretty impressive.
Real impressive.
let me see. What else we got here? People are texting in. I've watched porn doesn't count, guys.
It does not count.
Thanks for the creativity.
Somebody said Step Brothers or Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of those, like the comedies, I could do the Will Ferrell stuff. He's had a few.
I was thinking about that over the weekend because I was also watching a lot of The Office, and I've seen every single one of those episodes at least 10 times in my life, and I cannot get sick of them. And you were saying it's what, the number one streaming on Netflix? Clearly people like watching those things over and over again.
Totally. Home Alone, without a doubt, because that's on now Christmas every year. I'm probably getting close to 10 times on that. Harry Potter movies, that's a great one. Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank, I've definitely seen over 10 times, and 8 of them at least on TBS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's some good stuff. The new movie over the weekend that I saw some mixed reviews on it, but you can't deny what it did at the box office. That's the new Aladdin movie that's out. If you start throwing in Disney movies, you're probably going to talk about like The Lion King. I've probably seen close to 5. That's going to be coming out again. Is there not a Disney movie, Virginia, that you haven't seen?
I mean, yeah.
Countless times.
M. Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
Okay.
Absolutely. Maybe.
By the way, she's a terrible movie watcher.
Sound of Music, just because going back to when I was a kid, my parents would watch that a lot. I'm probably around 10 on that one. Wizard of Oz used to be on all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah, West Side Story, maybe.
She don't have the love of the game, Kev. She does not have the love.
She does not.
I don't. I'm sorry.
Back to the Future. We've all have to have seen that 10 times.
I'm probably close.
That's such a classic.
I've seen it, but I don't know how. Not more than 5.
When's the last time you've seen Back to the Future?
It's been a while.
Cancel everything today. Promise me you'll watch it.
If I'm going to sit down and watch something, I got to get the kids involved in it.
Or just have me come over.
Okay. That's all you
make
need.
Some new good times.
I love
it.
Yeah,
that's all you need.
The KVJ Show on 97.9 WRMF.
A lot of people said, hey, you guys going to be doing a Shot Caller Spelling Bee. Well, yes, we are, but we're going to switch it up a little bit here. What we're going to do for today's Shot Caller Spelling Bee is a head-to-head competition with Virginia and Jaybird. Now, here's the thing. You're not going to be wearing the shot collar right now. But if you spell one of the words correctly that our very own 13-year-old Simone Kaplan of Davy did.
If is a big if.
If. I-F. If.
Okay, there you go. Jaybird, you get to shock Virginia.
Just practicing.
Yes.
Oh, so we can't. If I spell the word right, I can't go ahead and say, I want Suits to ride the light.
You can.
Okay,
yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah, everyone's
just
everyone's
know,
game here.
Kev, you're safe. I'm not going for you.
Okay.
I want nothing to do with you. You've been sweet as pumpkin pie today.
Okay.
Yeah, there's one person, though, I really want to go in on. They're getting a little too high on the hog.
Okay.
Got that Tequesta attitude going on.
Bring it, you overgrown man child. I'm not scared of you.
Man child. That's an insult.
It was meant to be.
Okay. We're going to get to Jaybird here in just a second. I'm going to start off with Virginia.
The witch.
First word.
Okay.
In our reverse shot collar spelling bee. Okay. Spell this word.
Uh-oh.
Fisiped.
What is it?
Fisiped.
Fisiped?
Yes.
Fisiped.
Oh, it's so easy. Oh, my gosh. I think I learned this back in third grade, Kevin.
Yes, that is the word you've got to spell.
Fisiped.
Okay, you spell it correctly. You get to strap the shot collar to somebody here on the show. You choose. Virginia, spell fisiped.
Is it spelled like fish hyped? F-I-S-H-Y-P-E-D. Fish hyped.
Okay.
Oh, dang it.
No, it's F-I-S-S-I-P. Go ahead.
No, I should not have stepped on your word.
E-D.
That looks like fissiped to me.
I know, right?
How do you say that?
Fissiped.
It looks like fissiped.
Yeah. Fissiped.
Yeah. Okay.
Never would have got that.
Jaybird, here you go. This is your word in the reverse shot collar spelling bee.
Question. Does she, we shock after? We're just kind of getting like a.
Well, you got to get a word right first.
Well, she got it wrong. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Gosh, you're stupid. I mean, how many times does he have to explain?
Don't get
If you get one of these right, I should be shocked.
Stupid guy. You
gotta go 10.
I mean, he explained it three times.
I'm in it. Sometimes we got competitions. I don't listen to all the rules. You know that.
Or any of them.
Yeah. Y'all just beat me. I blame Kevin. His ass hired me.
You gotta get one.
Okay. All right. I've had enough of her.
All right. Well, then shut her up and get this right. Okay. Here is your word, Jaybird, in the reverse shot collar spelling bee.
Kyloplasty.
Kyloplasty.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say it, Kevin?
Kyloplasty.
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 Mm-hmm.
I don't like when the robot says it. It sounds
the
weird.
The robot saying
I
it
am
makes
a robot.
It creepy.
Kyloplasty.
Kylo. Like a Kylo Ren?
Kyloplasty.
Plasty.
Kyloplasty.
Plasty. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Kyloplasty. How do you spell kyloplasty, Jaybird?
Is it a C or is it a K? Go with your gut. Your gut is saying it's C, so say it's K. Okay. K-Y-L-O-P-L-A-S-T-Y. The child was full of kyloplasty.
Oh, better pump him.
Damn it.
No. Kyloplasty. C-H-E-I-L-O-P-L-A-S-T-Y. Kyloplasty.
There's no way.
If we get none of them right, we have to shock Kevin. I kind of like that.
Good plan.
No, when you don't know any of the rules, you can't start making them up. Virginia, here is your next word. Reverse shot collar spelling bee. Get this right. You get to pick somebody on the show to shock at the level you choose.
You okay?
No.
Can you get a lozenge and maybe not cough in the mic?
Yeah, there's a button there.
It right. says cough on the button.
Cough, C-O-U-G-H.
Okay, here you go, Virginia.
Okay.
Zeistus.
What?
Zeistus.
Zeistus?
Zeistus, yes. This is one of the words that our very own 13-year-old girl from Davy spelled correctly.
For the record, so far, I knew what none of these words mean.
Yeah.
Zeistus.
Yeah, you just have to spell it.
Zeistus.
How do you spell Zeistus? One of the words that she spelled correctly, 13-year-old Simone Kaplan from Davie. What do you think, Virginia?
Zeistus.
Zeistus. Z-Y-E-S-T-I-S.
Jaybird, you are safe.
Damn it.
Okay.
I felt safe. I wasn't worried.
How do you spell it?
Zeistus. You spell Zeistus, X-Y-S-T-U-S.
Now that I know the rules, I ain't scared.
We're not even getting the first letter right.
Can we, if we get the first letter right, can we, is that a win?
Don't you always get the first letter right?
I don't think they let them walk off. Like, yeah, I got one letter right.
First letter.
Yeah. Okay, Jay Bird, you got your last chance here to get this right, to shock Virginia at the level you choose.
At the level I choose? Oh, yes. Give me an easy one. Do what's right, Kevin.
Okay, I'm just giving you the ones that she spelled correctly. So these are Simone's words from the spelling bee. Spell this one correctly.
Varsavien.
I mean, y'all, I can't even... Robot language, Kev?
Varsavien.
What?
Varsavien.
Vars?
Varsavien.
Vars?
Varsavien.
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 Sabien.
Varsavien. Varsavien is the word that she spelled correctly.
Varsavien.
Varsavien. All right.
Okay.
Varsavien.
How do you spell it, Jaybird? Your chance, the dream come true. Imagine if you could strap that shock collar on Virginia at whatever level you choose. This is your chance right here and now. Pressure is on. Varsavien.
V A R.
Yes.
S A R V I E N. Varsavien.
V A R S O V I E N N E.
Oh, I was so not even Savien. Close.
That's amazing.
Can we do dumber words? We got to get a winner. I mean, go lower.
Dumber words?
You know, Tallahassee. Actually, I don't think I can spell Tallahassee.
Okay. Right, for a double or nothing.
No!
For a double or nothing, Jaybird.
No.
Tallahassee.
Damn
okay.
it.
Okay. If you get it right, Virginia gets shocked on a... No. Get away from your computer. Can't do anything.
Okay, at least write it out?
Nope.
The voice been writing out? Oh, fine. You know, I'll play my
over there, like, can I write out? You're typing on your keyboard. What does it look like?
It looks like you're Google searching.
I'm not Google searching. She's been writing it out.
Okay, all right, here's the deal. If you get it correctly, you can go on ahead and shock Virginia at a level 3. If you miss, you write it at a 7.
Oh, no.
Jaybird.
If I miss, I want to write it at a 10.
Okay.
What are you, starting a motor?
Tallahassee, spell Florida's capital.
Is it two L's?
For the right to shock Virginia.
Is it two L's, Jason?
I don't know. Spell Tallahassee,
oh,
Jaybird.
Man,
right now.
Awful.
You must begin.
T-A-L-L. Hold on. I can't write this down.
No. Nope.
I'm losing my place.
Nope. You're in front of the microphone. Did you see any of those people, the kids last night at the spelling bee, standing there with paper writing it down? No. They stand there with their hands to their side and they spell out the words. You must do that right now. Spell Tallahassee.
T-A-L-L-A-H-A-S-S-E. Tallahassee. Hold on. Oh my gosh.
Why? Well,
oh my gosh.
I believe you already spelled it.
He spelled it.
He did, and he spelled it.
No! I wasn't ready!
Two E's.
So close.
So
two
close.
E's?
Two E's.
A silent E, Denny's?
Why are you yelling at Denny's?
Because I don't know. He didn't
name the city.
It's not to him. Okay.
Damn you.
All right. Here we go.
Oh.
It's Friday. Virginia, would you like to control the clicker?
Yes, sir. May I also control where we put it? It's a fair question.
We always put it on the leg, just to be safe.
Oh, that's lame.
Yeah, I know. We're very lame here. That's
go
what
ahead.
We do.
Ride me the lightning.
Yes, write him the lightning, Virginia.
Give it to me.
Level
give
eight?
It to
him.
He's no, asking give me level 10.
No.
No.
We've never gone to 10.
No,
we've
I think we haven't got past 5.
We haven't gone to 8.
Yes.
You sure you don't want it on your balls?
No, I'm actually not sure.
You never know. It actually
maybe
could
he'll
be,
like it.
It could be quite enjoyable.
What if this opened up a whole new fetish door for
a
him because he liked it?
World.
Don't you dare close your legs.
Okay.
I got to
strap
stand.
Him up
Hold
here.
On.
Yeah.
This really is.
Get yourself ready. Solid shock. Somebody had to go down.
All right.
You picked the word, might I remind you.
Two E's.
Two
Damn
E's.
It. I
yeah. should have
picked Clemson. Kevin's wearing a Clemson shirt.
Oh.
All right, here we go.
Are you ready?
Shock of your life. Ride the lightning, baby.
It's at a level 8. Denny's put it at an 8. Is that, we're all in agreement? That's where it needs to be, Denny's?
Oh, my gosh.
All right. This
I'm
is
nervous.
Big.
It's going to be rough.
This is going to be rough.
You've only ridden it at a level 8 before once.
Okay.
Seacrest, can you get to it?
All right, here we go.
In 3, 2, 1. Bring in the pain!
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
It's so bad, isn't it? It's so bad.
I think you broke everything.
I think I broke my headphones.
Headphones broken, chairs broken, yes, and blinds broken. Check, check, check. There we go. All right, baby. Feel the pain. Yeah. Woo-hoo-hoo. Oh, man.
Wow.
Good Can you stuff. Believe they use that on dogs?
No, I can't. And I know all these Johnny-come-latelys, they say that this is a fake electric machine. It is not, y'all. We've done this so many times. This is an awful
Let
shot.
Them all come in and ride it. They gotta sign a waiver first.
Sign a waiver and ride it.
Yeah, seriously.
The KVJ Show. On 97.9 WRMF.
Here's what we've got. Who is the absolute worst DJ on the KVJ Show?
Okay. Definition of DJ, you're talking about... Hey, let's get on the microphone. Let's play a song. Let's talk about that song. Maybe hit up some weather.
Yeah, it's a different thing. Now, we do a morning show, and so at least on our show, it's a lot more talk. And so if anybody ever is talking around music, I'm the only one that really does that on this show. But
he has all the power.
Oh, yeah.
And the glory.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So, I mean, don't you want to talk
My name's
up?
First on the show. You know, I am the K in KVJ. I
mean, loves attention.
Yeah. Don't you want to talk up a Katy Perry song like Kevin gets to do?
Attention whore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, attention whore Ralston.
That's me. You know it. So, but if you listen to radio in the afternoons, you're going to have people that are just, you know, talking around music. And so what they do is there's lingo that goes with it. They call it like talking up a ramp, like the ramp of the song ramping up to when they start singing. Now, the big cardinal sin is you've got to stop as a DJ talking before the artist starts singing. They call that, if you do that, that's called crashing a post. The post is where they post up and start singing. So they'll say, hey, talk up a post. That means you're talking the music up until they start singing. Never crash a post. That's, I mean, that right there, the your boss, they call the program director. They have what's called a hotline. They will call you on the hotline, that blinky line. And when that goes off, boy, back in the old days when I first got into radio, if you did something terrible on the radio, that light would start going off immediately. Like, ooh, and you pick it up. What was that? The terror. And you get yelled at. And, oh, awful.
Did the Kevin Ralston ever crash a post? Ever?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've crashed a gazillion posts. Yeah, I think one time I talked up a Metallica song with a 57-second post and I crashed it.
If you can't say what you need to say in 57.
Terrible. Terrible. I wasn't even done.
Was that when you were first in radio?
Yeah.
You had a lot to say.
That's when I knew I needed to go do a morning show because I'm talking way too much. 57 seconds was not enough. Okay, so Suits here, who runs KBJ TV for us in there, he is... a big-time DJ on this radio station. He's on at night. He's on the weekends. He's on all the time. So he does this, and he's developed his skills. I mean, I remember from where he started to where he is now. You tune into the Suits show, and you're right, Virginia. It's like velvet. It's liquid butter.
It's sexy.
It is.
Not only that, I mean, look at this cat. He's looking all GQ. He's doing the work, losing the weight.
Yeah, trying to get back in shape, you know, do all that stuff.
Yeah, he looks amazing.
He looks amazing.
Oh, thank you.
So what we're going to do here, we're going to play a little game of hit the post here where everybody on the show gets to go around and you pick up a topic like what you would typically talk about on a radio station. Now, normally, you would go for a couple different categories. You could talk up a station event. That would be something that we have coming up, a contest that we're doing or listening to our app or going to our website. You could do something that's pop culture that's about an artist, a Justin Bieber song. Ed Sheeran wants to put together a boy band group or something like that. Lifestyle. Hey, you're going to the beach today. Really connect with South Florida. Maybe something in your own personal life that might connect.
Oh, I like it.
Even something about the weather. You know, it'd be like, hey, we got another beautiful sunny day in South Florida. Something like that you could do. So I'm going to let you guys pick it all up. And a big part of it is kind of knowing the song a little bit. So I'll tell you what the song is, and I'll let you know how long you have. So you've got to take your message, condense it in that amount of time. Virginia, just by random draw here, you have Halsey's Without Me, and you've got 14 seconds.
14 seconds. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. 14 seconds where you've got to, whatever it is you want to get across, you've got to do it in just 14 seconds.
Okay. All right. 14 seconds.
Okay. Now, our audience is going to be the judge. We're looking for the absolute worst DJ on this show so we can shame them.
Are you playing it off of this computer?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Okay.
Are you ready, Virginia?
I am ready.
Okay. You start right when the music does.
97.9 WRMF coming up. We're going to be doing the Naked Mile with Jaybird. Yeah, if you want to see an overgrown man-child with misshapen nipples run with his big fupa, we'll see you at Swampgrass on the 8th.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. What was that?
That was me. That was my. That was me just giving up. I'm not gonna write insults towards Virginia now. It's a whole thing. She went in on me. Now I have to go in on her.
Oh, okay.
See what I'm
so
saying? It's almost like a rap battle.
This would be interesting. You guys had air shifts next to each other.
Right.
Actually, I'd like to hear you guys swap off. You do the same air shift, but not at the same time. Virginia would do a break, and then coming back, Jaybird would get a chance.
Just flipping breaks.
Yes, and then you guys just the entire show is listening to these two DJs insult each other for three or four hours.
That'd be fun, actually.
Maybe we should do that one time.
You guys take the night shift one night. I'd like to listen to that.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go to our other expert resident DJ here. He does the Suit Show night times on 97.9 WRMF. Maybe you know him. It is our boy Suits. We're going to let you go first here or next. What we got is the Macklemore song, Good Old Days, 15 seconds, a song I'm sure you already know, Suits.
Yes, I do.
Okay, are you ready for this?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Suits 97.9 WRMF. Man, I'm getting excited. Our Palm Beach Summer Beer Fest right around the corner, and I love this event because we get to chill with you guys, grab some drinks, over 200 craft beers plus bourbon and whiskey tasting, and those advanced tickets cheaper right now, palmbeachsummerbeerfest.com.
Okay. All right, did not crash the post. He did have a little bit of a
chance.
Yeah, stumbled on a word there. Did trip on a word there. Well, that wind up hurting him.
Did
the,
he get
judges.
Too excited?
He was very hyped.
There's a lot
very,
of pressure in here.
He was very loud, yeah. You know, his energy was, you know, you want to have good energy.
Yeah.
They typically tell you that, like, be yourself plus 10%. That's kind of about where you need to be.
There's that radio knowledge.
Radio school, yeah. The professor is in. Yes. Okay. All right, Suits, thank you very much. I'll let you run back to the KBJ TV because we got to get Denny's on deck here in just a second to go. Jaybird, I heard you over there typing. You're obviously getting some thoughts together.
You know what? I'm just trying to figure it all out. This is not my strongest suit, but I feel like I'm better now. I feel like I've improved. I'm not going to go all hateful like Virginia.
Okay.
I'm just going to stay focused.
Just going to stay focused on this. Okay. All right. Do you
Let Denny's go next.
Denny's, if you go in on Jason during yours, I'll give you 10 bucks.
Mijo.
I mean, all right.
All right.
That was easy.
Okay.
Sucks.
10 bucks.
Yeah.
Okay. I will give you Niall Horan, Slow Hands. Does that work for you, Denny's?
Love Niall Horan.
I love Slow Hands, right?
Okay. Is that good for you?
Yeah. I mean, okay. It really isn't going to matter.
No confidence. What's that about?
Okay.
I'm a behind-the-scenes guy.
Our DJ battle continues here, and I think, Virginia, we're probably at the two most suspect DJs we have here. Denny's and the Bird. All right, are you ready, Denny's?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Niall Horan, you've got 14 seconds here to hit the post.
Well, after the success of Bohemian Rhapsody, there is hype surrounding the new movie Rocket Man, and there's also talks of a Boy George film. But let it be known, Bird wants to hear a Billy Joel movie come out, and let's see. I don't think that's a great idea. It went about how I expected.
I tune into that show. I can relate to that guy. I get that guy.
I get this
I need
guy.
A Metallica intro.
I need
55 seconds. Get my point across.
Okay. All right. There were a couple complications that happened with that one there with Denny's. I like that it was topical. You start off with that. A movie's going to be opening up nationwide this weekend. And then after that, it kind of fell apart.
But fell apart quick.
Yeah. All right. Let's see if the bird's got something better over here to dial up.
What kind of song I got?
I'm going to give you Weezer Africa.
Ooh, Weezer?
Oh. Africa.
I'm actually
okay.
playing you a favor here.
Yeah. That's like a home song cooking.
You know, yeah. That is home cooking.
All right.
That's why I wanted
it's
to.
Old song from the 80s.
Well, you know what? I figured if I gave him another song he didn't know, he'd be going,
I need 80s.
It's fixed. It's Riggy. Yeah.
It's Riggy.
Riggy again.
Why do you want to.
Ricky Smalls.
Why are you dissing me right before I go, dog?
Okay, you got 14 seconds here. We're trying to find the worst DJ on the KVJ show.
Don't let it get in your head.
Oh, it's going to be me or you.
Okay. Get your thoughts together, condense them into 14 seconds
terrible.
Here.
It's terrible thoughts.
All right, let's hear how the bird does with Weezer.
97.9 WRMF, it's Jay Bird, and you are in the bird's nest. I want to warn you all right now, there is a loose, drunken witch out there. Her name's Virginia Sinicky. Lock up your kids, lock up your men. She hates them, and she will murder them.
Ooh.
Public service?
Public service, I want TSA.
Public service.
It's got everything.
Well, that's very nice.
Lock up your kids and your men. Yeah. She will eat them.
She will eat them
very
all.
Very hungry.
Okay, wow. All right, well, there you go. Okay, you've heard everybody give you a little sampling. So from what you heard, who is the worst DJ on the KVJ show and why? And then we need to talk to Leo about making sure that they do their own show by themselves.
Yes, yes. Definitely. They need to get at least half of Suits Hours.
Yes.
The KVJ show on 97.9
WRMF. All right, time for another round of the No Name Movie Game. Fandango passes up for grabs here today as Virginia puts on the championship belt because she is the champion.
Looks real nice.
Real nice.
You look real skinny today.
Thank you.
Trying to do some positivity, Kev.
That it?
Got change,
throw
change
her off her game?
Yeah,
change it up?
A little bit.
Okay. Well, we got Peyton on here from Fort Lauderdale. What's up, Peyton?
Hi.
Okay. You're partnering with the champ here today, Peyton.
Great.
Okay. All right. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock here. Virginia is going to give you clues in the movie. She cannot use any of the actors' names, any of the characters' names, or any of the words from the title of the movie. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Good luck.
60 seconds begins now.
It's a part of New York where you go to get great Asian food. It's like really close to the financial district in Manhattan. You go to get great Asian food.
Chinatown?
Good. You have these in your mouth. They're white and pearly.
Teeth?
Yes. She's a little Indian girl, and it's a cartoon. Disney?
Oh, my goodness.
Pass. Pass on that one. He's part police. Part, I am a police officer. Pull over. I am a this.
RoboCop.
Yes. If it's cut down the middle, it's what? It's what in half?
Split in half?
Yep, you got it. I ain't nothing but a blank blank. Crying all the time.
I'm God.
She got it.
She did.
She started talking before the buzzer ended.
That's not a bad score. You got a 5 there, Peyton. Okay, calm, cool, collective.
Come on, Mijo.
Mijo. All right.
Nice job, Peyton.
And a 5 spot for the champ. Okay, we got Eric on here from Port St. Lucie, pairing up with producer Denny's. Hello, Eric.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Ooh, deep voice there, right? Caught me off guard.
Boy, the chemistry between you two already.
My headphones are booming.
It was taken right off. Yep, here we go. Yeah. You're listening to good radio right here. All right, okay, we got 60 seconds here. Denny's going to give you some clues to movies, okay? You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Okay, your time begins now.
Oh, it's smooth. It's a worm that creates this fabric, an Asian worm. It's real. They make underwear out of it. Yeah, you got it. They're silk. Let's see here. This is you can get on the internet and you go down this. It's a term for Alice. She falls down this in the the Wonderland. Pass that one. These are people.
Pass.
These are people you look up to. You would call them and it's plural.
Role model.
Yep, and pluralize it. Yep.
Role models.
Yep, perfect. Here, if you are going out, some people are addicted to the blank when they're out dating. Also, it's a sport that uses guns to shoot animals. It's called pass on. Let's see. This is a giant. It swims in the water, and you catch them with a rod. It's a giant one, though. You could also be in a small social circle. You could be considered. This pass that one.
Oh,
Whew.
Oh.
Yeah.
Two. The rumbling. Yeah. The bass.
Yeah. Oh, that was. Okay. All right. That's a two spot. Virginia is going to take another win unless the bird can jump up and snag away that belt.
Do you want to rub it for good luck?
I want to rub nothing of yours.
Joey is on here from Lantana to partner up with the Jay Bird.
Who?
Joey.
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 Joey. I gotta tell you. Please, do me a favor. Tune out the witch, first of all. She's trying to get in your head. And second of all, I need this. Please. I think you know how badly I need it.
Yeah, man. Let's do it. I don't even know if Virginia was there.
Oh, Joey. I like your ass.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, you gentlemen have 60 seconds here to try to at least tie 5-6 for the win. Your time begins now.
They bombed this place. It was sneak attack. It was terrible for America.
Pearl Harbor.
Yes. This beautiful ring is bleeding. Why is my ring bleeding? This could be called what? The pass. I am somebody that you work for the CIA. I'm giving you all of this stuff. I come back with all of this. I'm like, oh, the
information.
Okay, but what would I be called? The same word.
Informant.
Yes. I just drove my car and I totally ran over something, man. I'm driving away.
Dude, you wrecked my car.
No, I'm driving away. And I'm driving away. It's a crime. It's a crime when you do this, pass. life is, it's half, man. It's not 100, but it's half of that. Think about it. Think about it, man.
50%.
No, but you got the first part right. It's half and half. It's, you got the first, pass.
50-50.
Yes. 50-50. Think about humans and monkeys. We did this.
You beat Denny's. Congratulations.
Maybe you should have rubbed it.
Yeah, but you did not beat Vicious V.
What was the score?
5-3.
Not even close.
Peyton from Fort Lauderdale, Fandango, going to send you to the movies, okay?
Woo, can't wait.
Nice job, Peyton. You really made it happen today.
Yes, you did. All right. Brought that thunder. Okay, there you go. And Virginia, you get to hold on to the belt again.
So thank you.
You won't stay in your possession.
You won't take it out in town. You won't go walk around Tequesta with it. You never do. You Tequesta people are all the same.
I'm afraid of losing it again.
You are.
Every time we take it out, we're drinking, and then we lose it.
I don't know, man. I had a lot to drink on my birthday show, and I kept it on. It makes it blocks my gut, so I don't want to ever take it off. I'll never lose that thing.
Yeah.
I will never lose that belt.
So you need to win that before you run the naked mile. So next week is very important. You could actually run your mile with that belt on, right? Would that count?
Oh, I could walk out on stage. Oh, you're right. Next week I have to win.
You have to win next Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the stage is set for epic failure.
You're right. Next Friday could be a terrible Friday.
With great anticipation comes great disappointment.
Is that how that goes?
Yeah.
Okay.
On 97.9 WRMF.
Apparently slang is not that different from one generation to the next, at least according to this recent study that they had on positive or favorable words that you use. If you want to say that something is positive or favorable, what do you say, Virginia?
I don't know. It's pleasant. It's good. It's awesome.
Awesome.
Okay. Awesome for you. Yeah, awesome is the number one word pretty much across all generations. You say baby boomers, Gen Xers, millennials. That is one of the biggest words. There are three that pretty much all three generations share.
Awesome is a good word to use, but if you say totally awesome, I think you date yourself. If you add the totally on there, you sound...
Very 80s.
Yeah.
You're a Gen Xer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of the other two words?
Amazing.
Amazing.
No. Outstanding.
Outstanding? No. I'll give you one more guess. What do you think, Virginia?
Fabulous.
No.
Amazeballs?
Amazeballs, no. Awesome, cool, and nice. Okay. Three words standard across all generations. They say they all pretty much use them.
I like the word neat, too. Ah, oh, it's so neat.
Then that is kind of that is big for the baby boomers and Gen Xers. Neat. You start to date yourself. Well, millennials actually kind of use that too. That actually is one of the top words as well. So neat was up there.
Okay, what if you say something like, oh, that was so fire. That was sick.
Then you're younger.
Definitely younger.
Or you're an old guy trying to sound young.
The words that kind of separate the generations because awesome, cool, nice, neat. Pretty standard across all. But if you want to kind of date yourself, the words to say something positive or favorable, for baby boomers, they'll use superb. That was more of a boomer term. For Gen Xers, wicked is kind of your term that kind of dates you. For millennials, they say it's dope.
I don't know. I said dope growing up. Dope was a big word for us.
Yeah, I'm just telling you what they said survey-wise. They said that more millennials will use that.
Are you arguing?
It always does.
I'm just saying, dog.
You can't accept Kevin's truth.
You could be the exception.
We used the word dope. Mm-hmm. It was lit.
I have a feeling you didn't use lit.
No, I'm saying lit.
You hang out with Denny's a lot, so the dope is lit.
Yeah, no. The dope is always lit.
If you're a Gen Xer, the term dope was a popular thing. Y'all are old, so you guys don't get it.
Yeah, they said dope was more with millennials that you would see, according to the research that they did. So that seemed to be the word that stuck more with millennials. So, yeah, Gen Xers was wicked, dope for millennials. And they say if you're younger than that, the ones that kind of set you apart is lit, fire, sick, and Gucci.
Yeah, what was the one you said that generation, what was the one you said that my generation uses for that? You just said
it. What was it?
You said dope, and then what was the other one?
Neat was the one?
No, you just said, I'm sorry, I can't remember what you just said.
Oh, boy.
You just said the word. I can't remember it.
Awesome, cool, nice, neat, wicked.
Wicked.
Okay.
Did you guys use wicked growing up?
Wicked is a geography thing for me. I think a lot of people like in certain areas of the country use wicked. Yeah, wicked's not a big South thing. Nobody from the South says wicked.
Never used wicked. We said dope, never wicked.
No, I don't think wicked was much for us. Boston all the time.
Yes.
That's a big, so maybe it's more of a New Englander
maybe.
Thing, too.
Nobody in the South says wicked.
Mm-mm.
I think it's cute. I like it. And the first time I heard somebody say it, it was a person from Boston. And I was like, oh, I like that. That's kind of fun.
Wicked smart.
Yeah, that would make sense. Virginia, you look wicked hot.
Because I'm a witch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what they say are the big things that set slang apart. Yeah, some of the other ones. Yeah, somebody said I hate the term Gucci. The term Gucci is terrible.
How would you use it? Use it in a sentence.
It's like another way of like saying good.
That
like,
dress.
Now I'm Gucci.
That's so annoying.
They'd be like, would you like something to eat? No, I'm Gucci. And be like, wait, what?
Would this work? Oh man, this pizza is so Gucci.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know how to use it, so I can't even tell you.
We're looking to you, because I've actually heard your daughter use it.
Yeah, no, she is using it, and every time I cringe, I'm like, ugh.
I don't know how to use it, so I'm not going to use it.
Well, the first time I was like, I think that's kind of how I use it. I'm like going, hey, would you like that? And I said, nah, I'm Gucci. I'm like, you're what? And I was like, one day you're going to regret saying that. One day you'll be embarrassed that once upon a time you used to say it that way.
They're probably going to short it up. I'm so Gucci. I'm Gucci.
Well, I think that's why when you look at awesome, cool, Because those just don't change. That's just standard.
They stand the test of time.
Yeah, it's not going out on a limb. You're not being anything too crazy. Gucci's going out on a limb. Fire, lit, That's kind of going out on a limb.
You'll feel stupid in a few years about the Gucci thing.
So if I use this in a sentence, am I saying something's awesome or am I saying something's crazy? Man, this moment is so tubular. That would be what? Awesome or, oh, no, it's whack.
I think it's stupid.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably a better word.
Tubular means stupid, or are you just saying that I'm stupid?
No.
I can't tell.
I like the latter.
There's one term that I like from my generation, rad, which I really wish, like, if I could bring a word back, I want rad to
Rad's
be out there
also,
a lot more. I love rad.
And I also like gnarly. Gnarly's good.
Rad and gnarly. I get it. Yeah, I'll go with you on that. I'm cool with either one of those.
The KVJ Show on 97.9 WRMF.
Time to gain some knowledge. You learn more here than you would in college. We're the smartest radio station. We are the leaders in education. Is it truth? Is it lies? Kevin's the host. He's got beady eyes. Fact or fiction?
Okay. I got something here for you. A little pet fact or fiction. Can learn a little something about animals here today. All right. What do you think, Virginia? Fact or fiction? Cats have over 100 vocal sounds. Dogs only have 10. Is that fact or is that fiction?
I'm going to say it's a fact.
Rufus a fact? The cat alone.
Oh,
yeah. Remember Rufus?
Oh, how could you forget Rufus?
Rufus is Denny's talking cat, and we do believe that this cat, when he has something to say, he will speak to you.
I just want to get on tape one time or video of this cat saying the name Carlos. I know.
Who the hell is Carlos?
We don't know, but he does some kind of sound where it sounds like Carlos.
Carlos.
Okay, yes, that is a fact, Virginia. Very nice. Very nice. Yes, thank you very much, Rufus.
Mm-hmm.
That's him saying I love you.
It is.
That is legit.
That's legit.
Mm-hmm. What about this, Jay Bird, fact or fiction? Cats wag their tails for several hours after they die.
Oh,
no, that's such a Kevin trickery. Fiction. Sure,
what? You call
faction?
Me?
Faction.
What?
Fiction.
What? Okay, yes. You're right, Slater. Okay. All right, both of you doing well this round. All right, how about this? Fact or fiction, Virginia? Frogs jump, toads walk. Fact or fiction? Frogs jump, toads walk. Fact or fiction?
I think they all jump. Fiction.
You're going to say fiction. No, it's a fact. That's the difference.
I feel like I've seen toads jump.
Huh. Yeah? Okay. So you're again contesting
this. We'd like to file a formal complaint.
Thank you.
Present your evidence.
I just come on over. I've got a ton of toads by where I live at, and they are jumping.
Those are frogs then.
No, these are toads. I know the difference between a toad and a frog.
Do you really?
I know you don't think I do, okay. But I do.
All right. So you're defying this, so you're saying that is incorrect.
Toad people, call up and let me
toad people.
Let me know.
Are these people who are like...
Are they half toad, half person? Or are they just toad aficionados?
A toad aficionados. Please Reader. Call in. They do Reader. Jump.
Reader. All right, what about this? Fact or fiction? Frogs have no ribs. Fact or fiction? What do you think, Bird? No ribs.
They...
You ever go to, like, Flanagan's and order frog ribs?
Frog ribs. They're very tiny.
I'm going to say, look at his eyes. That's where the tricks lie. I'm going to go with, that's a fact. No rib cage in a frog.
Okay, you are correct.
Yes,
yes. Neither do any other amphibians.
Ah. Do we have a perfect score right now?
No, Virginia missed the last one.
Damn it.
Yes.
You have a perfect score.
Mm-hmm.
The dream is still alive, kid.
Fact or fiction here. Pigs are the only animal other than humans that can get sunburned. What do you think, Virginia?
Oh, no, I think more animals can get sunburned besides us and pigs.
Okay.
Fiction.
Fiction. Virginia keeps you going. Yeah, dogs and cats get sunburned all the time, just to let you know.
They do, huh?
Yes, they do, yes. Put a little suntan lotion there on Chewy, Jaybird.
Oh, he'd love it.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet he would. Enjoy it.
Do not take the innocence away from my dog again.
By the way, their undercarriage does not get sunburned.
One picture. One picture.
There's so much lotion down there.
Yeah.
Why is Chewy got so much
focus
lotion?
On his head and back.
Stop sexualizing my dog.
Fact or fiction, Jaybird. Animal shampoo is tested on humans.
Oh.
Is that fact or fiction? What do you think? Animal shampoo is actually tested on humans.
Almost sounds like a lyric from that Alanis Morissette song, Ironic. It's kind of like,
isn't it ironic?
I'm going to say, yeah.
Do they keep them in cages?
That's a
They do. They lick themselves. They get mange.
They're mad.
Fact.
Fact. Okay. Yeah, no, it's fiction.
So. Could have had a perfect score, kid.
Oh, kid, you... First of all, don't call me kid. Second of all, you blew it first.
Okay. All right. There you go. All right. So, yes, we'll see here. People are saying that frogs do have ribs, Kev, because I eat frog legs and we eat the whole frog. All you do is just pull the skin off. So they're saying that frogs do have ribs.
And people
and yes, they do have a rib cage.
And people are saying toads jump. So Kevin Rongston.
Oh, my goodness.
Kevin
littered
Rongston.
With Riggy controversy.
Yes.
It always has the outcome he wants.
Welcome
you see that?
Welcome to the summer
confusion.
Of Rig.
He will not let us get ahead, a.k.a. get a perfect score.
Yep. You're right. He loves to make us look dumb.
He doesn't want us to get too high on our horse.
Yeah. No, you're right. Okay, well, there you go. If we could have the toad people call in, though, I would like that. I'd like to speak, if we can, to a toad person.
Yeah, if you're a guy who skins toads and eats them, that's fascinating.
Or I'd like to have a person that's just half human, half toad. That'd be amazing,
too. You make fun of that, but some people actually believe it's a condition.
Lizard people,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, heard that kind of stuff. That's amazing. Do you have a talented pet? Kind of curious. Do you have a pet that does something that's kind of cool and out of the ordinary?
I mean, you got Rufus the talking cat. I feel like I feel like Chewy is like a human, but I know every dog owner says that. Oh, he does human things.
I saw that photo. You are starting to look like Chewy. Chewy's starting to look like you.
We are looking alike, man. We're
starting to have the same facial expressions.
We're kind of almost. He can't talk, but it's almost like we're finishing each other's thoughts almost.
Yeah,
it's weird. We're doing the same stuff together at the same time.
You're morphing into one.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe this.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a talented pet? Would you say, like, do you have maybe, have you ever seen the cats that go to the toilet?
Yes.
Oh, they flush it too.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
To me,
think
that's
of all
a
the money
pet.
You save on like kitty litter.
Yeah. To me, that's an amazing like little feat, you know, if you can do something like that. So if you've got a talented pet, let us know exactly what they do. It's going to be kind of like a talent show on the radio for your pets.
Okay, that should work great.
Yeah, all I have to do is just tell us. It's going to be vocal. 877-979-WRMF. 877-979-9763 here at the KVJ Show.
The KVJ Show on 97.9 WRMF.
Well, suits. It's becoming quite the casinova.
I think the boot camp's working, Kev, because some weird stuff was going down at Swampgrass Willie's on Friday.
Yes.
And I sort of knew what was going on, so I had a kind of a front row seat. This is weird.
Okay.
So it's working the wrong way for me, I feel like.
Okay, so set the scene here and what you see Suits going through.
There's this couple from Port St. Lucie there, and they're drinking a good bit. And thank you for coming out. They were a great party couple.
Yeah. Everybody was drinking. I mean, this was a boozed up crowd.
Rowdy crowd.
You left right away, Kev.
Yeah.
We stuck around for a while.
I saw something in the air.
No, the people
I stuck around after you left, Bird. It got even weirder after you left.
Well, because it was one of those events where we were all in separate areas. I don't think I hung out with any of you together.
No, I didn't. I didn't hang out with you guys at all.
And there were people who weren't wasted. They were sh-wasted. I mean, it was
really hardcore.
Oh,
yeah.
I
spent most of the time in the bar, and I was there for like a good hour and a half afterward. It was interesting, to say the least.
There was this couple that was very drunk and very enamored with Suits. They would not let him. I mean, they both were drinking what he had to offer.
So
really?
Do you think they were swingers and they were trying to recruit our baby?
Well, Suits, why don't you tell your side of the story?
It started out just like I was just meeting them. They definitely had a buzz, and it was kind of weird because she's there with her husband, and she was a little touchy-feely as she was meeting me, and it made me kind of uncomfortable.
And
like,
the husband's watching this. And
he's right there.
And encouraging
he likes it.
Really?
Yes, he was encouraging this little playful activity with her in Suits.
So I kind of didn't know how to react to that. I was kind of just doing like a nervous laugh. It was
well,
making me super
that's
uncomfortable.
Weird, yeah. I mean, if you're getting hit on by woman whose husband's sitting there watching it.
And into it.
Right.
It was really uncomfortable.
Hey, look, I get you.
But then, like, I don't know, maybe a half hour later or so, the husband came up to me, and the wife was somewhere else. I don't know where she was at in the bar, but he comes up, and he's like, hey, I think my wife thinks you're cute.
Oh.
And I didn't really know what to say to that again, because who the hell comes up to someone and says that about their wife?
Right.
And he says, I don't really mind if you think she's cute, too.
Oh, I mean, right there.
Oh, okay. Hey. That's how you lay it all out.
Suits is the unicorn.
Question.
Oh, wow.
Question, Suits.
What?
Was she cute?
Okay.
I don't know. They had to be like in their 50s.
Okay. Well, you're a baby. Too old for you.
It's always, I keep getting propositioned by older people. I don't know what it is about.
Oh, Suits was the unicorn.
He was. They
Suits,
bring,
you were the unicorn.
My,
that's exactly
I absolutely
it.
Was. It made me so uncomfortable. Friday. Well, I didn't know what to say to that. I don't want to tell him no. I mean, how do you say no? So I was just kind of laughed nervously.
You're making me feel uncomfortable. Please stop touching
me. I just kind of laughed. I was like, yeah, no, she's okay. Yeah. I didn't really answer.
Wow.
But it really creeped me out.
This guy was drinking so much. He had that redness to him. You know, when you're drinking on a boat all day, he had that kind of drink. And
okay.
He was ready to party.
Huh. I'm just kind of curious if they are listening. I'm wanting to know, would you be honest? Was that what your hopes were, is that maybe you could lure our young Suits to the pizzle for a night of who knows what?
Well, didn't they try to get you to leave with them?
They did. That's when I left. Okay. I'm like, no, this is too much. I called my own Uber and I snuck out.
They wanted to take our baby.
Look what happens. We have just trained him into... Wow.
He's too delicious,
maybe.
He
really is. I think we've done too much work here. Now Suits is, look at this.
Well, oddly enough, that's not the first time that's happened to me, too. It's really weird. It's always our events. I had...
It's always our events.
It never happens when I go out myself.
Yeah, it's not every day. It's always our events.
At the first cocktails and karaoke, I had some woman whose husband was right there grab me when I was walking to the bathroom and just start kissing me, and her husband was filming me. And this guy was big.
What?
And they tried
what?
To get me to go to the bathroom with them.
What? A little unicorn.
What is
and I'm
going
just like,
on
no,
with
no,
you?
No, I need to get out of here. I had to have one of our promo techs rescue me because this guy and her were both like trying to pull me to the bathroom. I'm like, what is happening?
Who knows? They would have taken your innocence in there.
Oh, my
they probably would have.
If I would have walked in the bathroom, I'd be, oh my gosh.
They got Suits on the sink.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Again, they had to be in their 50s. I don't know what it is.
You got something they desire.
He's got all these middle agers.
It's just... youth, it's charm.
Wow.
The
innocence.
I think you're right. The innocence, the fact that you got a bit of innocence to you, I think for some people, they're trying to turn you. They're trying
oh my goodness.
Trying to get you.
I feel like they want to be the ones to corrupt me.
You're a marked man.
You are.
Wow, Suits.
I worry for you now.
So do I, Kev.
We gotta be careful.
Goodness. Wow.
It was an interesting night.
Okay.
It was an interesting night, man.
Okay.
It was one of those nights where everybody's like, is it a full moon? And it wasn't.
It wasn't
a full moon, but everybody was acting like it was.
There was a full moon in that bar.
Okay. People say it sounds like we're making a big deal of nothing. Come on, guys. It's South Florida. It's a big swinging area. Pretty normal, actually.
I don't think it's that big. It's fun to talk about is all.
Yeah. And it's not normal. I'm sorry.
I don't know
Most
if it's normal.
People do not get propositioned that much.
I have three texts basically saying there's nothing wrong with that. I like watching other guys with my wife. So I don't know. Is that normal or not?
Okay, so our chat room is corrupted, too.
Oh, my goodness.
It's easier to text that
Maybe
stuff,
it's guys. Us.
Are we number one with swingers?
I think we are.
I think we do have a good swinging audience. I really do. I've met several of them out.
There's a couple interesting categories I think we're number one with.
You're right. Swingers are very open when they approach us.
We are the show for swingers, I believe.
We have some very adventurous people.
I'm seeing that.
Okay, well, Suits, I don't know. Just be on your toes.
I might need to borrow a bird security guard.
It's not safe for Suits. It is not safe for our boy out there at these events anymore.
On 97.9 WRMF.
Okay, time to break out the mystery box here. See if we can figure out exactly what has been put in it here today. You know, watch along on KBJ TV. That might actually be an assist for you and help you out. So take a look at that and see what Jaybird is going to be sticking his hand into here in just a second. First person to guess it correctly is going to be the big winner.
Well, hopefully this week it bites. I mean, I think we've kind of all been holding out for that one, Denny's.
Okay.
Yeah, because, it'd be nice if other people played this game, but it's just the guinea. Guinea pig Jay Bird.
Well put.
Okay. All right. Dennis has pulled up the back of the mystery box and revealed what is inside. Jay Bird has a little handhold that he's putting his hand in.
It is damp. First of all, it's damp and it's clothy, and oh my gosh. That better be water, is all I'm saying, because I think I know what it is.
Okay.
It's got
describe
like a,
what you feel there.
It's got like a cotton butt. It's got like a cotton
end.
Yes.
Is it Peter Cottontail?
And it's got like a tail at the end of it. Like this thing right. Like a plastic tail that goes inside a tube. Mm-hmm. It's damp.
Yeah.
I believe it is to soak up a liquid of some sorts.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Wait a minute. And I think Hamburger Hands destroyed it, too. I think
it is broken. Yes, it is now broken. Now. Yes. It's in two pieces.
Yes. Yeah. This is, it is damp.
Okay. With all that stuff there, I think it's very descriptive today, actually, Jay Bird.
Well,
very nice and descriptive here. What could that be in the mystery box? Let's see here. Nick from Jupiter, do you have a guess what could be in this mystery box that Jay Bird's describing?
I think I do.
Okay, what do you think might be in the mystery box here today?
Cotton and plastic. I'm thinking... like a tampon?
Tampon. Denny's, we got a winner? We got a winner right like that.
Wait, who used it?
Who? Okay, Virginia's not involved in this? Whose tamp is this? Whose tamp is this?
God, soaked in water.
Okay, soaked in water. I'm like, I couldn't play. It's not my time.
Denny's going to have a little bit of fun with his boy the bird today. So, yeah.
That's not used?
No, it's still clean.
Forgive me, because last week I was, holding a decomposing, what was that, a ram's head? What was that?
Something like that. Hey, Nick, Fandango is going to hook up with some movie passes for the summer blockbuster movie season, okay?
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
All right, buddy. Enjoy your week, man. Good stuff.
The KVJ replay. The best of KVJ. Only on 97.9 WRMF.